Oh, let me have your papers.
Here, Whit.
Thanks. There. All nailed to the wall.
Here comes the wrecking ball. We'd better move back behind the fence.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Whit.
Mr. Whitaker?
Yes?
Would it be all right if we prayed?
Well, that's a good idea, Lucy. Father God, we have mixed feelings at this moment. Bitterness, anger, sadness, and even hatred at Dr. Blackard and Richard Maxwell. We've each confessed those feelings on a piece of paper, Father, and nailed them to the last remaining wall of Blackard's castle. As that wall crumbles to dust, we ask that you destroy those feelings within us and tear down the walls that surround our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, Charlie, you there? Stand clear!
There goes the ball.
Good job, Charlie. Okay, bring the bulldozers in. Let's go.
And that is that.
Well, I gotta get going, Whit. Thanks for everything.
You're welcome, Tom. So long.
Bye.
Coming, Lucy?
I think we're gonna stick around for a while, Mr. Whitaker.
Really?
Yeah. I just got an idea for an article for the Odyssey Times about construction.
Well, if you're sure.
It's all right, Mr. Whitaker. Honest.
Okay, Lucy. See you later.
Okay. Bye. I sure hope whatever they put up this time will be better than what they put up last time.
I saw you over here.
Rodney Rathbone, you scared me.
Why? Doing something you're not supposed to be doing?
No. What are you doing here?
I live around the corner. What are you doing here? You live across town.
I'm here for a good reason, and that's none of your business.
Yeah? Well, you better not be messing up the place. My dad wouldn't like it.
First of all, this is a construction site. It's already a mess. And second, what does your dad have to do with this? Is he some sort of litter monitor or something?
No, he's not some sort of litter monitor or something.
Then why should he care whether this place gets messed up or not?
Because it's his new business site, that's why.
What?
You heard me. You're looking at the site of the Rathbones' new business, the Electric Palace.
Oh, no.
Rodney Rathbone's father is starting a business? Unbelievable. What will happen next? Find out when our adventure in Odyssey continues, right after this. And now, the Rathbones' adventure in Odyssey.
Bart Rathbone is opening a business?
If you can believe Rodney, it's a new building going up on the Blackard's Castle site.
Well, did Rodney say what kind of business it'll be, Lucy?
No, but he told me what it'll be called, the Electric Palace.
An interesting and somewhat ironic correlation between the two names, mimicry as 'twere. We've gone from a castle to a palace.
Like I said, this is all according to Rodney, and we know how reliable he is.
I think we're about to find out.
Hello there, fellow businessmen.
Hi, Bart. Rodney?
Hi, everybody.
Oh, that's some sign you're wearing, Rodney.
Like it? It's one of these sandwich boards. I made it myself.
Come to the grand opening of the Electric Palace.
What do you think?
There's only one L in electric.
I told you, Rodney.
Hey, I'm in charge of promotion, not spelling.
So it is true. You're really opening a business.
Yeah, well, technically it's owned by the Webster Development Company out of Chicago.
Yes, well, I've heard of them.
Yeah, well, they're one of the huge conglomerates. Want to start a chain of electric palaces across the country? I'm overseeing the one here in Odyssey. Sort of franchising it. You know what I mean?
Well, congratulations.
Since your business is called the Electric Palace, might I assume it will have something to do with electronics?
Nothing gets by you, does it?
Knock it off, Rodney. you're absolutely right, Eugene. We'll offer every conceivable electronic device for every conceivable need.
Well, if that includes parts, I might be able to throw some business your way.
Yeah? Who?
Me. I mean, I need transformers for the train station.
Listen, you got them. As soon as our inventory comes in, they are yours.
Well, when will that be?
Let's see. Let me see here. It's a week from Friday.
Oh, today's Monday. Your inventory will be here in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Whew. Well, where are you going to keep it?
In our building. The walls will be up next Wednesday.
That soon?
I got some friends in the construction business. Our grand opening is in 3 weeks. Turn around and show them, Rodney.
Okay.
Opens in 3 weeks?
That's supposed to be 3 weeks.
Oh.
Rodney.
They got the point.
Oh, that's awfully aggressive, isn't it, Bart?
We are an aggressive company. Can't get anywhere by sitting on your hands. Actually, though, that's one of the reasons we came over here today.
Oh?
Yeah, like I said, we're on a fast track. We wanted to talk to you about using some of your people.
My people?
Yeah, like Rodney's interested in Lucy here.
Me?
You're a writer, right?
Yes.
Well, like I said, I'm in charge of promotion for this company. I want you to write me some flyers. If I like them, I'll pay you 25 bucks for them. What do you say?
Well, sure.
I'm gonna want them out at least 10 days before the grand opening. That means they need to be done by next week. Can do?
I'll get on it right away.
Good. I got a few ideas I thought we could talk over.
Why don't you use one of the booths?
Thanks.
Hey, take the sign off before you sit down.
I tell you, kids.
Well, I think it's wise of you to get Rodney involved in the business.
Yeah, well, keeps him off the streets, you know. Now, let's see, where were we?
My people?
Oh, yeah. Well, as soon as the walls go up, I'd like to borrow Eugenie here.
Really? Might I inquire as to the purpose of this loan?
Huh?
He means why.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have a big computer section in our store, and I need you to set it up. If that's all right with you, Whittaker.
Well, as long as it isn't permanent, I guess it'll be all right.
Hey! great. Hey, that's great. Ah, you're a real peach, Whittaker. In fact, you know those Transformers you wanted? They are now wholesale.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
No, really, I insist.
Well, whatever you say. I still don't see how you can get all this done in 3 weeks, Bart. It'll take you that long to get a building inspector out.
Well, it would if I had to do it. Webster Development is taking care of that for me, like I said. You can't get anywhere by sitting around on your hands. Well, I'm going to see how Rodney's doing, and then we got to get back to the building. Want to make sure the workers aren't sitting on their hands. I'll see you later, okay? Thanks again, Rodney.
I appear to have misjudged him.
I think we all have, Eugene. At least I hope so.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Rathbone?
Oh, hi, Eugenie.
Oh, sorry. Just a minute.
All right, guys. Keep at it. I'll be back in a minute.
Let's go over here where we can hear each other, Eugene.
That would be preferable, sir.
Well, how you doing?
Fine, sir. The computer section is coming along nicely. I should be finished with it by this afternoon.
Oh, that is great. But I need to pull you off of the computers for a little while and put you on something else.
Something else?
Yeah. Listen, you know about electricity, don't you?
Well, as that is the power source for most computers, I do possess a rudimentary knowledge of it, of course.
That is great. That's just what I wanted to hear.
Why?
Because of this.
The main circuit box?
That's right. Notice something odd about it?
Well, yes, none of the wires appear to be attached.
Nobody gets to the heart of a problem as quick as you. Up to now, we've been powering the place with a generator. But it's time for that to stop. I want you to fix the circuit box.
Fix it?
Yeah, you know, attach the wires.
Am I to understand that you wish me to wire your building?
No, I don't wish you to do it. I want you to do it. You got everything you need here. Transformer, wire, fuses, here's a roll of
tape. Mr. Rathbone, while I do know something about electrical current, I am not a certified electrician.
Did I say you had to be?
No, you don't understand. This job requires the services of a true professional.
And I have one coming in, Eugene. But he won't get here in time for the building inspector.
He won't?
No. See, I'm kind of backed up against the wall here.
Oh, nonsense. There's plenty of space behind you, see?
No, it's just an expression.
Oh.
See, the company that owns this place, my bosses, I really want to get it up and running. They've pulled all sorts of strings to get the building inspector out here early. They would be very displeased if the place wasn't ready for them.
Well, be that as it may, Mr. Rathbone, I really shouldn't do this without a qualified electrician present.
He will be here, just not with you, that's all. Look, think of it as doing some preliminary work for him. He'll make sure it's okay before the inspector arrives.
Well...
You'd be helping me out, Eugene, and I would really appreciate it.
I suppose I could give it a try.
Attaboy! Well, listen, I gotta go check on how everything else is going. I'll be back a little later. And thanks again, Eugene. I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Yeah. I sincerely hope I don't.
Come one, come all, to the grand opening of the Electric Palace. You'll find high voltage savings on current models. Prices so low, they're shocking. Bolt over to the Electric Palace and find out what's happening. Just say, charge it. Well?
I just don't know, Lucy.
Rodney, this is the sixth flyer I've done for you. I put in everything you wanted. What's wrong with it this time?
It just doesn't grab me, you know?
No, I don't know. I don't know what you want.
I just want something a little more punchy, that's all.
Punchy? If it were any more punchy, it'd have two black eyes and a broken nose.
Hey, that's good. Can you put that in somewhere?
No, I don't think so.
Look, let me sit on it for a while and we'll warm up to it, okay?
That's what you said about the last five attempts.
Oh, please.
Oh, all right.
Atta girl. Listen, I got some other stuff I have to do in the office here. I'll call you this afternoon, all right?
Well, I'll either be at home or at wit's end.
Yeah, sure. I'll be in touch.
Okay, goodbye.
Yes, sir. Everything is going according to schedule. I did finally get an electrician. He's wiring the place right now. Well, we'll be ready for the building inspector. Don't you worry. Yes, sir, I know that you shouldn't worry, but I should and I am. But only because there's absolutely nothing to worry about. No, sir, I don't really know what I'm talking about. But the building will be ready. You can count on it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, goodbye. Yeah, right.
So, you got an electrician, eh, Pop?
Yeah, and don't call me Pop.
Okay, Pop. Where'd you find him?
In the computers. It's, Eugenie.
I didn't know he was an electrician.
He knows enough to get us by the inspector. Besides, his price was right.
Well, how much you paying him?
Nothing.
That's my Pop.
Don't call me that. Hey, what you got there?
A promotional flyer.
Yeah, let me see it.
I was just about to take it to the printer.
Hey, it says here, let's see. Hey, this is good.
Shh, don't let Lucy hear you say that.
Why not?
Because if she knows we like it, we'll have to pay her. That's what the deal was, remember? If I like them, I'll pay you $25 for them. As long as I don't like it, I don't have to pay her.
But you're still gonna use it.
Why not?
Rodney. I like the way you think.
Thanks, Pop.
Don't call me that.
We'll return with today's adventure and Odyssey right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure and Odyssey.
There. Takes care of the transformers for tracks A and E. Now for F.
Mr. Whitaker! Mr. Whitaker!
Good grief! Over here, Lucy. What's the matter?
This. That's what.
Come one, come all to the Electric Palace. Is this your flyer?
Yes, it is.
Well, it looks great, Lucy. You should really be happy.
Well, I'd be a lot more happy if I'd been paid for it.
Rodney hasn't paid you?
Not a dime, but he's still using the flyer. They're all over the place. Last time I talked to him, he said it didn't grab him, and he wanted to sit on it for a while. That was 3 days ago.
Well, there's obviously been some sort of mistake.
Yeah, and I made it when I trusted Rodney.
Now, Lucy, there's no sense in jumping to conclusions. I haven't heard any complaints from Eugene yet.
Has he been around here?
Well, no, but I still think you should give Rodney the benefit of the doubt. You see, I got my transformers, just like Bart promised. I'm sure your money's coming. Just be patient. Show a little charity.
I guess you're right, Mr. Whitaker. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. You want to help me out with the train?
Sure. What do you want me to do?
Well, let me make one more adjustment. There. Okay, Lucy, start up tracks A, E, and F.
A and F. Got it.
How do they look?
Fine.
Open them up all the way.
Okay, here goes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Are you all right, Mr. Whitaker? Oh,
well, just a little charred, Lucy.
What happened?
Well, from the looks of things, I'd say these transformers are no good.
Oh.
All right. Just let me get cleaned up and I'll go talk with Bart Rathbone.
Tarp over that pile of garbage over there. The inspector's gonna be here any minute.
Mr. Rathbone?
Oh, Eugenia. Eugene, I saw the circuit box. It looks real nice.
Oh, well, thank you, sir, but actually...
I just have one more favor to ask. Would you go out and unhook the generator?
Mr. Rathbone, I really must protest. I don't know if I've hooked up everything correctly or not.
What do you mean? You turned the overheads on just yesterday.
Well, yes, but nothing else, and I'm not truly certain about those.
They're enough to get us past the building inspector, Eugene. He just wants to see things hooked up and looking real nice. Nobody expects miracles.
But that's just it. The overheads may be a fluke. Once full power comes on...
Eugenie, listen. You should have more confidence in your abilities. You are a brilliant young man. Of course you hooked everything up properly. Oh, he just pulled up. He just pulled up. Oh, all right, everybody now. Stay calm, and go on about your business.
But Mr. Rathbone, I don't...
Eugene, I would love to debate this with you, but right now I need you to please go on. Hook the generator, please.
Oh, yes, sir.
hello there.
Are you Bart Rathbone?
Yes, sir, that is me.
Courtney McNeil, County Building Inspector.
How are you? I've been expecting you. I appreciate you making time in your very busy schedule for me.
That's all right, Mr. Rathbone.
Well, shall we, get started?
If you don't mind, I'd like to look around by myself.
Oh, of course. Just be my guest. I'm sure you will find everything to be A-okay.
I really shouldn't do this. I really
Eugene.
Shouldn't.
Eugene!
Mr. Whitaker, am I glad to see you?
Well, why? What's the matter?
The building inspector is inside. I'm afraid he's going to see my work.
On the computers?
No, my electrical work. I hooked everything up.
You wired this building?
Indeed. And now Mr. Rathbone wants me to disconnect the generator.
Did you use any of these transformers?
Well, yes, several of them, in fact. But I'm not at all sure I hooked them up correctly. What should I do, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, first, you need to calm down.
Calm down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then, I think you should do as Mr. Rathbone asks.
But...
Just don't do it until I say so.
I don't understand, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, just wait for my signal, will you, Eugene?
Okay.
Oh, boy. Well, Bart, old boy, I think it is all gonna work out.
Bart!
Whitaker, what are you doing here? You got your transformers, didn't you?
Oh, I got them all right. I also got one of these flyers.
Oh, yeah. Rodney's been putting them on every car and front door in town.
Yeah, so I understand. Also understand that he hasn't paid for them yet.
Oh, yeah. That. Well, Rodney's a pretty shrewd businessman, all right.
Shrewd?
Well, he only promised to pay Lucy if he liked the flyer. He was very specific about that. It just so happens he doesn't.
Come on, Bart. Do you really think that's right?
Well, I think it's between Rodney and Lucy. And even if it isn't... Can we work this out later? I've got the building inspector inside right now. He's here now.
Oh, sure. I wouldn't want to let it slip out about all the shortcuts you've taken to get this building up.
Shortcuts?
Yeah, you know, like using Eugene to wire the building instead of a certified electrician.
There's nothing wrong with that. He did a great job.
Oh, I'm sure he did. Also did it for free, didn't he?
You got something against saving money?
Well, not at all. In areas where money should be saved. I don't think electrical wiring is one of those areas.
Hey, the lights are on, aren't they?
Yeah, but only because the generator's still running. I told Eugene not to turn it off.
What?
Mr. Rathbone?
Over here, Mr. McNeil. I will deal with you later, Whitaker.
Mr. Rathbone, everything seems to be passable, except for the electrical. The wiring's fine, but I notice you're still operating off a generator.
Sorry about that. I was just about to take care of that very thing. Whittaker, would you tell Eugene to turn off the generator?
All right, Bart, if you say so.
It's hard to find good help these days.
Eugene, turn it off.
Very well, sir.
Okay, Bart, the generator's off.
Good. Now, I'll just turn on the main power switch now, Mr. McNeil. It's right over here by the door.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Quiet. Here we go, Mr. McNeil. I'm now throwing the switch there. See, Whittaker, you ought to have more faith in your people.
People are only as good as the parts they use, Bart.
Huh? Oh, boy! Oh, what? What's that? Oh, come on!
I just talked with the fire chief, Bart. He said everything's contained, but he's afraid you're going to have a lot of repairs to make before the grand opening.
Oh, don't worry. Mr. Rathbone will have plenty of time to repair things before his grand opening. Mr. Rathbone, the next time you call me, have your building ready and tested. Good day.
Good day.
I tried to warn you, Bart.
Yeah, but how did you know?
Because the transformers you sold me and the ones that Eugene used were no good. They blew up on me back in my shop.
No. I mean, you knew this whole thing was going to happen, and I want to know how.
If a man digs a pit, he'll fall into it. If a man rolls a stone, it'll roll back on him. Proverbs 26:27. You know, if you take shortcuts or treat people dishonestly, Bart, it'll backfire on you every time.
Thanks for the advice.
Well, all it'll cost you is some new transformers and a $25 check for Lucy. That was the agreed-upon amount.
Yeah, sure, why not? At least nothing else can happen.
Let go of my collar, you tough guy.
Hey,
what is going on here? Officer, Rodney. What is this?
I don't know. I was just handing out these flyers with Joe Friday here clamped down on me.
That's Officer Orion. Sir, these are your flyers for your business?
Well, yeah. So?
This also belongs to you.
This? A ticket?
Sure as shamrocks. Rodney's been distributing these flyers all over town without approval from City Hall. Now, that constitutes litter, and we have a little ordinance against that here in Odyssey. Carries a $200 fine.
$200?
And you have to pay for the cleanup?
Rodney!
Oh, sorry, Pop.
And don't call me that.
Pits and stones, Bart. Pits and stones.
Proverbs 21, verse 5 says, "The plans of the hardworking lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty." I think this verse is pretty clear to both Bart and Rodney right about now. Taking shortcuts on important projects is never a very good idea. Like Whit said, it'll backfire on you every time. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Today's program was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.